Wow.
Welcome back to the A-List, guys, coming at you with your weekly lowdown on May 23rd, 2025, with prescient carbon copy.
Comedy.
What did I put in
there? Yeah, I
don't. And ostrich ordeal.
Actually, it could be a carbon copy. Maybe that's what I should have called it, actually.
I'm checking the art now. I put carbon cowboy.
Carbon cowboy. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That'll be good. You know what it is, though? It's really funny. Actually,
how did I read that as cowboy?
I don't know. Maybe I typed it in the text wrong or something.
You typed it right.
But I'm locked out of our account. I need to. Dude, I couldn't get to my messages in X. So the browser I use, I had to redo, you got to get rid of all your stuff. Now I got to relog into everything and try and get into my DMs on X.
I thought it was kicked down.
What?
I heard X DMs were down.
No way.
Well, I didn't hear that. I just swear I seen a tweet about it. You know who I think had tweeted about it was the dude with the mustache that was just on the show. Not Top Lobster, the other one.
Yeah, the Jeremy Laurent Ryan Slate.
Raven.
Oh, Raven.
Is it Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tweeted something about since DMs are down, you can blah, 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 or something like that. I just literally noticed it in passing while I was scrolling quickly.
Well, that's weird. Okay, well, maybe that wasn't my thing. So then I went and cleared my cache and all that stuff, and I got to relog in everything and some of the stuff. So I need to talk to you about that later. I need access to back into everything.
Everything?
No.
Stuff I might not have access to.
No, I know. There's
a bunch of stuff that I just rely on my
password
manager. Because nowadays it's like, well, don't make a password. We'll just make this crazy password for you. And then you don't have to do shit. Which is, probably not the best idea. But I mean, in our defense, all of the important passwords are actual passwords that are written down someplace.
Yeah. So we never really did go into the election sort of like recounting and fraud stuff. I mean, it looked like the liberals were going to get up to 171, maybe bring over, like there was memes about them bringing over Elizabeth May from the Greens for their majority. And then, but a couple recently flipped to conservative. They're not even up. They haven't even been updated yet on the website, but it sounds like they've flipped back down to 168 or 169.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard the one that's gone to a judicial recount, but I feel like you should just vote again. Just do a by-election.
Yeah. But that might be, that's kind of unfair in a way, too, because all the information has changed and people, but I guess that's just how it is, right? If you had to do a by-election.
It's the fairest way, in my opinion, at this point. These ones that are like, oh, it's by one vote, but we threw 800 out or this. Now you guys are just going to fight. It creates so much room for controversy in an already divided country that it's like, let's just let them do it again. Do it again and be very just do it again. And hopefully it doesn't come down to within one vote. But I mean, within one vote is suspect enough, but within one vote after like a recount or two and we threw out 800 ballots.
Well, this one went 12 liberal and then it went 12 conservative with the win. So, and my conspiratorial mind goes, where do you think I'm thinking from a conspiratorial part? Well, where's my head going?
Like 24 votes. That's how much it was won by.
Well, it flipped 12 and 12. Yeah. But so where do you think I'm going with this?
The election was decided by, so it was flipped 24, but the election was decided by 12.
Yeah. Where my head goes with this specific example, but the whole with what's going on with the recounts right now.
Oh, it's a scam. Your head went to it's a ploy to something. I don't know.
Well, I thought there was so much pushback from the liberals, and they did that. They pulled off that one vote one, and there's all this stuff that they don't want it to dig. They kind of had to flip. This is like a complete conspiracy theory, but then they had to let a couple flip back to blue and give up this fight. Give up the. Like, we're going to get to the majority this way because there's way too much of a focus on it. Like, I just don't think they can get away with these things anymore with X and with all these people talking about it, stuff going viral. Like, there's a complete paradigm shift happening, even though we're still stuck in the narrative. So that's where my conspiracy goes. Like, they're just backing off.
Well, not only that, Carney seems to just like be quietly doing weird things too, you know? Like
it's just photo op after photo op.
Yeah, and I read some stuff today that said there was like these 10 or 12,000 positions that were waiting to be refilled, or maybe some of them there was people in, and they just cut them all.
Well, did they cut them though, or did they just not rehire?
That's still a cut though. That's still in some ways a cut.
They haven't been in parliament, so does that have anything to do with that? Or
it doesn't seem clearly. It's starting to be extremely abundantly clear that we are not governed by parliament.
Sean Murphy says, elbows up, boys. I say drop the gloves, Sean.
I've seen you trying to push the drop the gloves.
I like it, man. It's a hockey meme. It's like, if you like it. Elbows up, you drop the gloves, Matt.
I get it. But it's not landing.
I know.
I see you trying out there, but it's not landing.
you're lurking on my meme attempts that aren't landing.
Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube if you're watching. You can also sign up and super chat us now.
Super chat. We have A-list in our...
Against all odds, the A-list has been monetized. It really is fucking unbelievable. They're going to put ads in this shit. After all the
deletions and other channel attempts.
Yeah, exactly. It's we'll see how long that lasts. But anyway, yeah, what do you got?
Well, I didn't have a lot, but then all of a sudden I ended up with a lot. I mean, we could start with some funny little quirks here. Like, this is speaking of Carney and what he's up to and stuff. I just don't think Carney has anything to do with those jobs not getting, like, I hope he's not getting taking credit for that, is he? For the 10,000 government workers that are no longer part of our
decrease. Well, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's taking credit for it. That's another thing that I just sort of came across. This is the sort of stuff I see when I'm looking for content for the show. You know, you see this, it's too short or it's too, you know.
So here's Marty up north. So far, all Carney seems to do is photo ops. He'll never reach this level of narcissism. I had a laugh out loud on this one. So Trudeau got a second photographer to take a picture of his personal photographer, taking a picture of him signing a picture of himself in a book about himself.
I mean, it's...
You weren't listening. You missed it.
It's Trudeau. So that's, I mean, I was going to say, if it was Trudeau, those 10,000 spots would be filled. I mean, the CRA is now telling me that there's going to be a delay in my one-year-old tax file.
Really?
Yeah, so I filed all this stuff a full year ago. It's been a year now, and it's been pushed back. They gave me a couple completion dates. And then, which is ironic because like we talked about on the show, then this year when I filed my taxes for 2024, they fucking returned them and assessed me in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But a year ago, I filed all my back stuff because I finally got all my paperwork in order for all this alimony I haven't been able to get, being able to claim properly. So I filed all that a year ago and they told me it'd be done by September of that year. And then right like the day before it was the completion date, they pushed it back till March of this year. And again, like 3 days before the anticipated completion date that they had given me, they pushed it back to, I can't remember, I think September, but I was just looking today and it says they can't give me a completion date. Says we don't know because the CRA is experiencing
don't say technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
No, it didn't.
No, it just said difficulties.
No, really?
Yeah. Shortages.
I saw a meme today about how many people work there. Somebody got stuck in that round around around on with the robotic choices on the phone, and I don't know if it's right, but 59,000 people or something like that? $5 billion budget? That can't be correct, could it?
That seems crazy. It can't be. $5 billion? Maybe $5 million.
But.
Because at 50,000 people, would that be $100 a head? No. That'd be $1,000 a head? For $5 billion?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to do those calculations. Oh. But it does kind of make sense. that we need that many people, because I was, I had this experience where I was helping somebody for a disability tax credit, right? And they're in a care home, right? So like a full blown care home, like you can care. And the, and this form that used to fill out, the doctors would fill out to get so people.
Wait, what? What's the tax credit for?
This is kind of my point.
Okay, so, they're clearly not paying.
So you're in a government facility and you have a, I guess you have a, maybe one has a pension from a company or an industry that they were in, right? Like a company pension, a private pension of some sorts, a few $100 a month. And you're in a care home getting full government, like you're in there paying up. They take from you. What?
You pay tax on that?
They take
from, tax on your pension.
Well, they take from you a percentage, 80% of your disability tax credit. Your disability payment. They take like 80%.
That's the home.
No, it's not the home. It's, well, the home through the government, I guess, like, because it's all government. It's a government home, right?
But if you have a private pension, is that taxed?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I mean, probably.
I wonder if your pension will be taxed.
What pension?
I mean, you're going to get the pension while we're on the show, hopefully.
As soon as I turn 60, you mean, basically?
I think that's when you're first eligible, right?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like $300 a month or $400 a month, probably, or something like that.
Because I think my mom's like 6 years older than you.
Yeah.
And she just started getting hers a couple years ago. And I was like, she asked me, I think she's listening. Hi, Ma. She asked me because she's like, well, should I take it now? And she sends me this website and it's like, well, if you take it at 60, your payment's this much. And if you wait till 65, it's this much. And if you wait till 70, it's this much. And I was like, yeah, I'd take that shit now because that it's still available in 10 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, the money will be so devalued in 10 years. Just at the accepted rate of like 6% per year, whatever the fuck it is, that you're just, that the money's still worth more now, even though it seems like it's, you know, I think it ends up being like 60% of what it would be if you waited till you were 70. But it's like, well, the money will have depreciated by 70 or 80% by the time you get to 70.
Yeah. Plus you might not even get there. I mean, just take it now while you can. I mean, you've paid into it for decades.
That's just assuming it doesn't just go broke or you know, go under.
So here's this breakdown of the CPP here, right? Is CPP, because you talked about on the last episode, and I thought we should dig into this a bit more. And I saw this guy do a breakdown, this YouTube breakdown about immigrants. What are they called? Visitors, or what are they called?
Temporary workers.
No, yeah, but they're visitors. They're I can't remember the actual politically correct name for them. Something like visitors or I'll hear it in the video, but he breaks down all these programs that give subsidies to everybody except for us. Right. So here's what you get in the pension. If you die, it only pays out a one time. So, hang on. Maximum benefit, $1,433. If you paid in maximum. So if you paid in maximum, so you maxed out your CPP payments to them every year.
39 years,
you get $1,433 a month.
How long were you, did you pay?
Oh,
you didn't get,
what do you mean?
I didn't get 39 years, dude. I got fucking 20, 25 if I'm lucky.
Well, we still pay, don't we? I mean,
I don't want to answer that question.
I still pay. I mean, I've been paying for since I was 15, probably, right? I mean,
I'm not going to answer that question.
About 30 years, 40 years. I mean, I've been paying for 40 years. So, yeah, I've been paying for 39 years.
So what's 40 years? So that's basically, if we back do that from 60, that's basically from 21.
You had for me, work. No, I've been paying since I was 15.
I think it would have to be full time, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
But if you just go by the first time you sent a payment, because I had a job at SAN when I was 15 too.
Yeah.
So if that counts, that first, but when I was sending them like $40 every 2 weeks, if they count that, then I'd have like, I'd be in for Shit, that's.
But you're right. So, because this is maximum, so you'd have to get me working full time to be able to pay your maximum, probably. Unless you have one of those real high value, high part time jobs, like I had in 1989. I worked for Overweight Foods. We were one of the only non union grocery stores, and that's when all the guys like, it was the goal to like work in there because you got paid like enormous, like $20 an hour back in '89, and that was all the guys had the boats and the fast cars and like all the cool guys worked for the grocery stores, right? Getting paid a fortune. And then they got, they bought us all out and dropped everything right down. Right. So it didn't last. It was just like, okay, we can't keep going on like this. What'd you say?
What name? Overweighty.
Overweighty.
So is that when you took the buyout to go on vacation?
I did. I took the buyout and went around Europe for a year. Yeah. I squeezed in as part-time and I made the cut to apply for the buyout, like to qualify for the buyout. How much? And I was only there for like two or three years. I'm like, oh my God, I qualify for this buyout. Get rid of me now. Because I was looking at like people who work there. I was like, they're just miserable. I don't want to be like a miserable guy in the grocery store for 40 years, right? Anyways, so if you die,
no. How much was the buyout?
20,000.
Ooh, in 1989 money?
25,000, yeah.
That's like 40,000, 50,000 today.
Yeah, probably.
You're working at Overweighty Foods for 3 years?
For 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Boy, I could tell you a story. Still
part-time. What?
I could tell you a story.
What?
I'll get into it on the show.
So then I paid off I think I had to, I paid off my bike that I had bought on a credit or something like that, and then
like a pedal bike.
Yeah, a mountain bike. Or no, I think I maybe, I don't know, I can't remember what happened there. I think so. I paid off that, and then I went around Europe for a year almost.
You seen a UFO?
I saw a UFO. Yeah, changed my life basically. So. 1433 a month. I don't know. Is that, can you live on that? No. So you got to get your private pension as well in there, right? I mean, this is why people are having a difficulty. Like my mom, for example, she pays like $1,000 a month in condo fees and insurance and all that stuff, right? So what, you got 433 left over for all the rest of the stuff? There's no way. So if you die, it only pays a one-time payment.
Unemployment.
What?
That's half of unemployment, Max.
Is it?
Yeah, half of unemployment maxes out at just under 2,800.
So this talks about if married spouse gets a maximum of 60%, if 65, but only to a combined max of 1433. If you die, it only pays a one-time $2,500 payment. So yeah, that's kind of,
I guess ideally, if you've got two old people who have both survived, then they're getting $2,800 a month.
Complete scam. If Canadians were forced to contribute to managed RSP instead of CPP, the return would be much greater. The maximum CPP contribution for 2025 is $4,100. If you contributed $4,100 for the time you're 18 to 65, so this is almost what we're talking about, that would be 47 years. In an RSP with compounded interest at 8.3, this is what you were doing the thing last week, right?
Yeah.
Return on the CPC would be for 10 years. Your total contributions would draw $2.2 million. Divide that another 20 years by 2.3 and you get $111,000 per year. A far cry from $17,316 max payout from the CPP. For 2025. What the government has done with the CPP is use it as a slush fund to spend as they please. It's time to end the CPP and have a cutoff for those that still have time to contribute their own funds. So I was kind of thinking about the, not only that, but this problem with, what is that ad? How do they know I need to? So
you need a.
So I was like, because.
Men's shirts.
Because let's get back to that thing about the care home, right? So the doctors used to have to fill out a 4-page form for disability, right? Now it's 16 pages. Now, I would think that if you're in a care home supported by the government and you're on a government pension, that sort of overrides the fact that you're in there with full, like, what does it matter if it's, you know, if you can dress yourself or not, you're in there in the home getting paid for by the government, right? But they're taking 70 or 80% out of your disability payment. The doctor has to fill out 16 pages of forms for you to keep getting your disability benefit.
In case you get better.
Your disability tax credit. I should be accurate when I say that. Your disability tax credit. So,
but it's a positive tax credit. So you're actually getting paid. So
you're going to get some money back. It's just, to me, it's like, it just, it's crazy making, right? Why is it, why is there all these different, it's parameters and stuff around it, right? You'd think that being in a home would override the fact that a doctor has to fill out 16 pages to get you your tax disability. But then I thought, well, let's talk about, while we're talking about all this stuff, we might as well just talk about how much you do get, right? So if somebody's on disability, they only get, they get the basic amount is $600, which with additional amounts based on CPP. So based on your CPP contribution. So that kind of has to do with CPP is somehow connected with disability. And the average monthly payment is approximately $1,500 per month or $1,600. So.
But if you're disabled and under 60?
Yeah, let's see. I don't know about that. This, because this is for those receiving survivor's pension and disability, the combined maximum is 1683. They might also, dependent children might also receive a children's benefit of, so you might get a few hundred per child if you're, if you're, if you still have dependent children. So I guess that would answer that question for you a little bit. Must have contributed to CPP, be under 65 and have a disability that prevents regular work. Earnings above 7,100 before tax may affect benefits, and earning 20,000 or more demonstrates the ability to work, potentially disqualifying you. So anyways, there's also provincial things that it gets pretty, this is kind of what I'm getting at. Is this so complicated? Like when you fill out that disability stuff, I mean, provinces have their own thing. That federal thing has their own thing. And you know, if you make enough, like if I support somebody that's disabled, I get, it's a different amount and you might not get any. I want to be careful that I'm not saying stuff that's not true here. So then I just thought I'd skip the provincial stuff that they talk about here too. And just go total potential support. So for somebody with major disabilities in Canada who qualifies for multiple programs, okay, the monthly amount could include CPP disability, which is, $1,673 per month, plus a few hundred bucks per dependent child. Canada disability benefit, 200, depending on income. Provincial assistance varies up to 1,400 in BC with 642 after living costs, or potentially less in provinces like Ontario. So an example scenario is a single person in BC with no income qualifying for both disability and CBD would receive approximately, let's round it up to 1,900, plus up to 642 from PWD after living costs. So that's totaling 2,300 or 2,500. And then there's income thresholds, which may reduce it to phase out. So, I mean, I don't know. Is that, this is my problem with these programs, right? We get into this area where all these programs are there. I'm going to play this guy's breakdown. But my point is, in going through all this messily, I should have maybe wrapped it up a little smoother, but that these programs can never keep up with what people need, right? That's the problem as well. We have all these programs, but they don't really work, right? Most people don't make enough to even live off now. So they're relying on these like handouts from the government, like the GST rebate, or not the GST rebates. Well, yeah, it was the GST rebates for a while there, you know, or
it's the still GST rebates.
Or the carbon tax rebates, or like food stamps, food bank stuff. Like a lot of these people go to the food bank.
The problem comes down to the federal government and the provincial government incentivizing businesses to not hire Canadians.
My point about this.
Well, I mean, before you play that, you could compare that to the numbers we showed on the show a couple weeks ago of what new Canadian refugees are getting.
That's what this is about. That's exactly what I'm trying to get at here, because they can't even manage their own programs. Wait till you see this list.
Now, you might have a...
Because we've talked about they get like major subsidies, right? Like, how do you fault the corporations when they get employees for free, basically?
Bleeding heart about this topic, but I don't care.
How's it?
If you do, you're an idiot.
So my buddy, who owns a restaurant, they offered to basically pay like a most of the salary for 6 months.
Exactly. How do you not? Somebody that's struggling to make money in a small business anyways, take advantage of a free employee for a few months, right? And who's paying that? Who's paying that subsidy?
You are, apparently.
But here we go.
Or you hate Canada, or more likely, both. Only people in this country who dislike our culture and who dislike our people would be okay with the government subsidizing non-Canadians to work here. We already know that the government of Canada, through the IRCC, provides up to $8,000 a month for refugees and newcomers. You may not be aware, but there's also a loan program, okay, that the government of Canada issues that will give interest-free one-time loans for newcomers up to $15,000. Isn't that something that you could probably use, Canadians? Well, you don't get to use it because, well, you're Canadian and you don't deserve it. You just have to pay for it with your taxes. Nonetheless, you also might be as well familiar with the fact that the Refugee Assistance Program or the Resettlement Assistance Program, RAP, through the IRCC, also gives people who are not Canadian up to $700 a month per individual for rent. That's right. So they'll literally pay you money. They'll literally give you an interest-free loan, and they will literally pay your rent in Canada so long as you're not Canadian. Now, that sentence I just said should make everybody freak out and, frankly, protest, to say lightly. Vive la revolution. Nonetheless, that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is specifically the employment subsidies that employers are given by the Canadian government. But before we get into that, let's now go through the list of programs, federal and provincial, that we are going to dive deep into today that subsidizes employers to hire non-Canadians. So you've got SWPP, which is federal, which will give 50 to 70% of the wages up to $7,000 for non-Canadians. You've got TOP, again federal, again 50 to 70%, and again up to $7,000.
Do you want me to let him read this list off, or do you want me to skip it?
I think the list is worth having.
You have welcoming newcomers, federal, up to 50%, maximum amount being $10,000. Prime through Quebec, which is the most egregious and disgusting, up to 100% of minimum wage, $34,320. Employee wage subsidy in Quebec, another program they have, because that one's not enough, up to 40 to 100% of minimum wage, $13,200. Jobs NL in Newfoundland, 60 to 80%, $12 an hour, of $13,440 being the maximum. Refugee subsidy, ISANS, through Nova Scotia, which varies, but maxes out estimated at $15,808. As well, you've got Gage in Ontario. That is maxed out at $19,200. And CETC, which is 25 to 30% through Ontario, for a total of $3,000.
I just want to mention these are different sectors too. Some of them are co-op students, international students, electricity sector. One of them seems fairly specific. The rest of them, some no NA experience.
Temporary residents, refugees, and claimants. I identify as a refugee?
Sure.
Those numbers and those programs should make everybody in Canada who is Canadian and who has contributed to this society absolutely floored. Because I'm floored. It is disgusting and insane. You cannot justify these programs whatsoever. And the craziest part about it is, of course, they're all under the same umbrella in one way, shape, or form, under the IRCC, which receives about $1.2 billion but B, Canadian taxpayer dollars annually to distribute funds in this manner.
There we go. So we pay $1.2 billion, if this is fact-checked right.
Again, you may remember IRCC from the Canoe app, which gives non-Canadians access to everything in Canada for free, 50% off via rail travel, and 15% off of Air Canada domestic flights. It's absolutely incredible how they can spit in your face and get mad at you for asking why they did it. But anyway, let's not get stuck on that chart, because there's a couple more that could not fit in that chart that I have as well. There's as well the Canadian Ontario Job Grant through Ontario and through the Fed, which covers up to 2/3 of costs, up to $10,000 per employee for eligible newcomers, refugees. Skills Connect program in British Columbia, which offers up to $7,500 to employers, and a multicultural achievement program for learning employers, disgustingly named MAPLE, which is through BC, which covers up to $5,000 for non-Canadians. Again, these numbers should incense you to freaking out and, in my opinion, in a peaceful manner, revolting against the Canadian government. Will you? Probably not. Will you share my sentiment? Probably. But nonetheless, let's dive deep into these absolutely disgusting programs.
All right, we'll leave it there. I mean, I'll put a link in the show notes to that, because, I mean, it is, we just don't have time to go deep. Let him dive deep for us. But, you know, it should incense people. I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable that they get away with doing all this, right? I mean, it's like a controlled demolition. Oh, they won't care. They won't notice that we're just going to take their money and give it to all these newcomers, is the word I was thinking of before. Newcomers. You know, it's like, did they just think that everything will be fine with that? Like, is that, do they actually have a legitimate plan that they've put in place that they think they can hold us together, this country together, doing this? It's very, or is it just complete incompetence?
I wonder, I was trying to figure out what they were, that compares to, like, what the CPP pays out annually to all the claimants, but it doesn't seem to be. I wasn't able to whip it up as quickly as I thought I could.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see what sort of, you know, how does that compare to unemployment or.
Yeah.
You know, could we be giving unemployed workers more instead of.
Well, yeah.
Subsidizing refugee workers.
Yeah. Or paying less on our deficit. Or just
subsidizing young Canadians. Maybe throw some Indians in the mix.
Well, that's the problem, is there was a bunch of people, like, you know, my kids can't get jobs. Like, you go to these places and there's no stepping stone for work anymore, right? It's like we just talked about all these part-time jobs we did. Those are what we would do right out of school. We just go get these part-time jobs till you figure out what you're doing or try and get some skills. Anyways, I'm not going to go through all the comments and stuff. That's just what I had there.
All right, well, let's jump over and do the ostrich thing we've been waiting to do. I've been waiting to do. Which is the big to-do in Canada right now. Kind of some people are up in arms. I mean, I haven't checked it in a couple of days. What's today? The 23rd. So I think there was something else going on today. But at this point, there's a bunch of people up there at the farm that are guarding it to make sure that the Canadian government doesn't just sneak in and kill the birds.
Well, dude, something did happen. Did you not hear? One got shot.
An ostrich?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. You go over that because that's a little bit weird. If we don't say that, I was wondering. I thought that's what you would have had in here, but let me just check.
What's the BC ostrich cull order controversy all about? So the ongoing battle between a British Columbia ostrich farm and federal authorities continues as the Canadian Food Inspection Agency advances its plans to cull nearly 400 birds over avian flu concerns. While the farmers insist the animals have developed herd immunity and should be spared, Universal Ostrich Farm, located in Edgewood, BC, has been at odds with the CFIA about the upcoming cull of 399 birds, since the farm's court case to safeguard the birds was unsuccessful. Universal blah, blah, blah. We already read that part. The CFIA contacted the farm before its owners, Karen Esperson and Dave Balinski, heard back from the vet. The agency said it received an anonymous tip that indicated the possible presence of H5N1. So, I mean, right away, it's like if these ostriches could have had it, couldn't just like any birds anywhere have it? Should we just start, you know? It's just because they just happen to take these birds to the vet. It's really what it boils down to. My chickens could have had it. I hope they didn't. The agency collected samples from the two ostriches, which has since died, and confirmed the presence of H5N1. It is believed the flu virus was brought to the farm by migrating ducks. CFIA protocol called for the humane slaughter and disposal of the remaining birds by the farm. But the family operating Universal Ostrich Farm successfully obtained a court injunction pending judicial review. The owners unsuccessfully challenged the call in federal court, and the judicial review was dismissed on May 13th after the judge said the CFIA's decision was both reasonable and made in a procedurally fair manner. I mean, doesn't that just sound like an evil bureaucratic state right there? Well, the papers are good. I mean, the farm was also instructed by the courts to pay $15,000 to the CFI to cover related legal expenses. The Federal Inspection Agency informed the Epoch Times via email this week of its intention to proceed with the cull. Meanwhile, the Regional District of Central Kootenays voted last week against permitting the CFIA to dispose of ostrich carcasses in its landfills until further avian flu testing is conducted on the birds. Aidan McLaren Coe, who serves as the vice chair of the board for the Regional District of Central Kootenay, said that if the birds undergo testing and are deemed healthy, it is hoped a call order will be revoked. So an ostrich got shot by a drone, is that true?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got it here, but did you pick up the stuff about the Moderna conspiracy in this whole thing, that the farm was reportedly involved in bioscience research focusing on the antibodies?
So I did see something about that, but it seemed to have more to do. So let me see. I thought there was something down the bottom of this that says here. So Conservative MP Scott Anderson, so let's go down to here, said in a May 15th social media post that his team is working on a plan to save the ostriches while satisfying the requirements. I will be formally asking the CFIA to hold off on the call while we explore the possibility of saving the ostriches for further immunology research, he said, noting that it has been in touch with numerous academics and scientists who say a cull is unnecessary and that the birds and eggs are extremely valuable research subjects. So it does mention that the farm previously said the older birds developed herd immunity from a 2020 outbreak, noting that the birds' antibodies were used in research to develop vaccines and therapies. The farm, together with a group of researchers from Canada, the United States, and Japan, has formed Struthio Bioscience. The ostriches are studied and used to create antibodies to fight viruses like H5N1 in animals and humans. They have the ability to do so much good. They really could help humanity, and there's nobody's listening. Nobody's listening.
So hang on a sec. So the problem... Well, the problem with that is some posts allege, like this is getting back to the Moderna part, right? Is Moderna is developing an mRNA vaccine for H5N1 and has plans for a facility in Quebec, which might see ostrich antibody research as a competing technology. So, you know, no wonder why, right? That I wonder where the head office is in CFIA, but still, I've got this that's just happening. I think this one's from minutes ago. This is
really breaking news on the A-list.
Yeah. So this is RCMP. I mean, I haven't fact checked this, is using drones to kill ostriches in the middle of the night. Wish my tax dollars were doing more than funding unneeded murder of ostriches, but that's Canada for you. And this is from Dre Humphrey on Rebel News. So let's see what she says here. This is like a couple minutes ago.
We had an incident on the farm. It's being fully investigated right now as of last night. I don't know who leaked information or what happened here, but there's other people that are talking about it. I wanted to come on, obviously, and update you myself. You will always hear the most, the truth and everything from me here at the farm. We will keep everybody posted. It's under investigation. We have had another bird shot last night. We've had a large drone flying over our property, and this is all under full investigation. So I Please stay with me. Please keep praying. Sorry. It was one of her biggest, beautiful. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, it was just reconnecting. I'm out right now. This is an official statement from the farm. So just please keep following us for the accurate information. Do not listen to anybody else. You follow me, Katie Pasitney. Jim Kerr is here. He will be doing some information, letting information as well on this out as it unfolds. But we've had a drone flying over at about 1 to 2 in the morning last night. And we have a big, one of our biggest, beautiful roosters that has been shot. We're working with our CMP right now. We're doing all of the appropriate things. Just keep send prayers and love to the farm right now, and the most loving, healing white light over all of our ostriches that are beautiful and healthy and absolutely stunning. See, here's a.
Wonder why she said they were like again. Someone shot. Is this the second time? It sounds like
little girl. Here's a girl. We're here right now, clucking, all happy in the sunshine. And they're here. They are. Here's a nest. We got. They're playing with a bag in their nest. Happy, healthy ostriches. Happy, healthy ostriches. Full of antibodies. Full of natural immunity. And obviously, we're in a big war. We're at a big war with. It's a big battle with big people, and we understand that. But we're just trying to remain here, doing the right thing. Honest and full of integrity and truth, and we're going to fight for that until the bitter end. So if we can just please pray and send us lots of loving energy and all these ostriches, a healing, beautiful white light of energy over them today. I will update you as this goes on. We just need to get through some things this morning. So please stick to us for the information, the accurate information, and we will consistently give you that. So I will be back on here in a little bit.
She needs a name. She needs a name.
Ostrich.
No, like they're I think they're all like named and stuff, right? She needs to tell who it is. It was like Jerry the ostrich. Jerry the something, you know? It'll resonate more with people.
Well, and it seems like, I don't know, did the drone shoot it? Was it someone else shot it? Did no one hear the gunshot? Supposedly there's people around guarding this farm all over the place. How does no one hear the gunshot?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't, yeah. Again, ostriches are agriculturally and fish and wildlife protected under CITES, S-C-I-T-E-S. Have you heard of that? Why have they NIT been involved? There are no these are no consumption birds. Come on, Maple Truth, spell. This is not the food divisobs jurisdiction. That's interesting. I've heard sort of that argument too. Like this isn't under that jurisdiction. So how are they even allowing this organization to do this culling?
The whole thing's getting weird.
Okay, here, hang on a sec. I'm just going to play this thing from Bruce McGonigal in 2024. This is in the thread.
Finally, I'm also proud to say that Canada has officially joined the Ukrainian Defense Contact Group's Drone Capability Coalition, which is co-led by Latvia and the United Kingdom. This coalition is bringing together several partners working to find ways to increase drone production with the collective goal of delivering 1 million drones to Ukraine. Finally, I'm also proud...
He's saying, like, Canada is now on the leading edge of manufacturing combat drones. Yeah, right. That's from September. But that would be an interesting test for the drones, I guess. Eh?
My mom texted me and said the ostrich's name was Archie, and it was shot through the top of the head.
Archie. See? I knew it. Thank you. Thank you, Delina. She should be saying Archie. Like, she has to bring that emotional element into it. That'll get people going like, Archie died. Oh my God. She start crying. She should have yelled Archie, Archie. Like,
but someone should have heard the shots.
Well, yeah, maybe somebody did. I mean,
get lasered. I mean, it'd be easier to just shoot a big old ostrich with a high powered rifle from a long ways away than from a moving drone, you know?
Yeah. With small headed ostrich.
I always picture drones as more for shooting like explosives or like brrr, lots of yeah.
Yeah, like a spray type thing. Yeah.
I know that they have a lot of, I wonder how much spraying they do.
Here's Liberty Tree. I was in conversation with a handful of pro-kill, the ostriches people. I didn't know there was a faction of the pro-kill. Some have since blocked me. These accounts that voice support for and some of the strong desire for the killing the birds. I suspect that they're just vile propagandists, but you never know. Oh, I don't want to even get into that. I don't want to start doxing people. All right. So I guess thriving mating research, sleeping hen exit. Wow. Oh, okay. Here we go. Apparently, covert operations are going down to appease the CFIA's, Canada's FDA, mad desire to cull healthy, thriving, and mating research ostriches. First one, sleeping hen execution style. Second one, rooster neck shot by drone. I mean, can you, it's hard to believe, right? Would you even, why would you take a chance on doing that? You want this to whole, this whole program to go out the window? I can't believe this is happening. I mean, this is just.
I'm not sure. Maybe if you knew this was still a thing. But the Pickering Public Library brings back drag teams, drag queen story time for 0 to 12-year-olds. It's on May 31st. This event is for registrations age 0 to 24 months to 12.
Wow.
The award-winning drag queen story time returns featuring two fabulous queens. This family-friendly program showcases stories celebrating diversity and inclusion. Story time will be followed by musical performances and a variety of fun activities. This program is brought to you in partnership with Durham Children's Aid Society, Youth Pride Durham, and the Durham Region Public Libraries. This event is intended for children. All attending adults must be accompanied by a child. So, drop-offs will not be permitted. At least there's that. This program is designed for children and accompanying adults. I don't know. I got to say, I kind of thought this was behind us.
Yeah.
In some ways. But no, you know, it's a real shame.
It's a battle.
It's a battle. Maybe we want a battle, but not the war. So let's jump over to this. There's this trend, this is from Kirk Lubinov. There's this trend across Canada where towing companies show up to accidents, take advantage of people, and fraudulently bill insurance companies and inflate prices. This also drives your auto insurance rates up. Edmonton police just charged 10 towing companies and 11 owners with fraud charges. Notice anything about the owners? Care to hazard a guess?
Oh, no. Come on.
You care to hazard a guess?
Are they singing?
10 for 10?
No.
AMK Co. Towing, Mustafa Khalaf, Avenue Towing, Manloon Train, Discount Towing Limited, Mahubel Anand, Edmonton Towing Services, Parminder Swatch and Ravinder Tour, Infinity Towing and Recovery Services Incorporated, Mehdi Aloudine, My Big Tow Incorporated.
Some Mahu good names in there. Same Boss Towing.
Same Boss Towing, formerly Super Towing, Hassan Al Habdan, TBT Towing Limited, Sirkinder Singh, Unlimited Towing and Recovery Services Limited, Ahmed Ech Rai, and 265-2736 Alberta Inc., Rohan Sivaraja. So I don't know what to think about that.
Well, you know what it made me think of, unfortunately, is that just the just working up whatever scam they can, right? There was another scam, I think, about, I saw somebody in our chats was talking about it, and I think I got a text, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Please call or email CCA regarding a ticket, and it's from Sask Justice. So.
Nah, that's a scam. Is that a text?
But it says skjustice@cca.ca. Like, it really seems legit.
What's CCA? So the domain there is CCA.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's CCA.ca? I'm going to check.
I mean, it's a pretty...
CCA.ca?
Yeah. I thought it was towing because it was a ticket, like as
in... Solutions to fit you, collection solutions. Learn how CCA helps you manage your debt. So it's just like... And then there's a make a payment button.
Oh, weird.
That just says make a payment with your credit card, and it asks for your credit card information. That says you're supposed to have a reference number. It's commercial credit adjusters.
Oh. That's not good.
That's not good. Uh-oh, maybe they're looking for me.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get going pretty quick, but I do.
I got to play that one. My headline there.
Okay, you do yours first, and then actually let me do mine, and then you can finish. Mine will just take a second. I don't even want to read the whole article. I really just want to get your reaction to the headline. What's your initial reaction to Canada looks to help build Ukraine's pension system?
After all we went through right now, are you kidding me?
Canada is considering helping build a pension system like its own for Ukraine.
Wow.
Privilege with Sergey to meet with a number of pension funds and a number of very important investors to look at what's coming next. So we thought also how we could work together eventually to share best practices in building a pension system in Ukraine. I mean, these guys are just meeting about how they could steal money. That's really what goes through my head. Like, how can we fucking just grease another couple billion out of this? They're addicted. Canada has a lot to offer in the reconstruction of Ukraine, he said, adding that he and Machenko met with some big Canadian pension funds such as Fairfax and others. Support for Ukraine is expected to feature in discussion of the Group of Seven finance leaders meeting in the mountainous Canadian resort town. Champagne said the support Canada has provided Ukraine since the start of the war in 2022 will continue. Canada's the rotating host of the G7 this year. So. I seen it and I really just had to laugh out loud. I mean, we can't, our own pension fund is self-destructing. They got a lower return than average last year, right?
Maybe they just want to get more investing in Brookfield. I mean, yes, the Canada Pension Investment Board has investments involving Brookfield.
Just checking the return rate for them in 2024.
However, regarding the, additionally, in 2022, they participated in $111 million investment in Project Canary, a carbon emission monitoring company, alongside Brookfield Asset Management and Insight Partners. So, I don't want my pension in all this greenwashing bullshit. However, regarding the proposed $50 billion fund pitched by Brookfield to invest in Canadian assets, CPP Investments was among the pension funds approached but showed limited interest. So there's, it just makes you wonder, right? What were you saying about your...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tories narrowly win Ontario riding after recount.
What were you saying about the pensions in Ukraine?
Oh, it did 8.3% over the last 10 years.
Right.
All right, you want to do your prescient carbon comedy?
Despite the greenwashing. Well, that's good transition to this, because that's what this is about. Now, pay really close attention to everything they say in this decade-old comedy.
I have returned with the answer to all your problems. Global warming.
I thought you were against it.
Everybody's against it, Prime Minister. I suddenly realized that is the beauty of it. We can get a unanimous agreement with all of our European partners to do something about it.
But how can we do something about something that isn't happening?
It's much easier to solve an imaginary problem than a real one.
Do you believe it's real?
Do you?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I haven't got the faintest idea.
But it doesn't matter.
What we think, if everyone else thinks it's real, they'll all want to stop it, so long as it doesn't cost too much. So the question now is, what are we going to do about it?
But if it isn't happening, what can we do about it?
Oh, there's so much we can do, Prime Minister. We can impose taxes. We can stiffen European rules about carbon emissions, rubbish disposal. We can make massive investments in in wind turbines. We can, in fact, Prime Minister, under your leadership, agree to save the world. Well, I like that.
But Russia, India, China, Brazil, they'll never cooperate.
They don't have to. We simply ask them to review their emissions policy.
And will they?
Yes. And then they'll decide not to change it. So we'll set up a series of international conferences. Meanwhile, Prime Minister, you can talk about the future of the planet.
Yes.
You can look statesmanlike, and it'll...
That could be our king coming over to Canada on Monday, Tuesday.
Be 50
years. Yeah, a couple of days now, right?
Saving the world.
But he can possibly prove you're wrong. And you can explain away anything you said before.
Oh, let me just get this to this this pension. Get this part about the money part.
You can look statesmanlike, and it'll be 50 years before anybody can possibly prove you're wrong.
And you can explain away anything you said before by saying the computer models were flawed.
The voters will love me.
You'll have more government expenditure.
Yes. How will we pay for it? We're broke.
We impose a special global warming tax on fuel now, but we phase in the actual expenditure gradually. Say over 50 years.
That will get us out of the hole now.
The Germans will be pleased. They have a big green movement.
And we can even get the frogs on board, as long as they get more benefits than everyone else. Okay, my broadcast is on just Sunday like morning. Quebec. You have a day.
What?
Just like Quebec.
Pay to get the conference to agree.
That's not a problem. The delegates will be desperate for something to announce when they get home.
There is one problem. Nothing will have actually been achieved.
It will sound as though it has. So people will think it has.
What's the date on that?
I don't know. Somebody said it was Ivor Cummins.
I have returned with the answer.
A decade ago, he said. Fully explain the global warming scam fest with Rockefeller, originally created for our puppeteers to exploit. I mean, that's pretty interesting, eh? It's almost exactly.
Seems even older than that, but I think it must have been retro.
Yeah, that felt older than that for sure.
All right, well, should we call it a wrap? I got to go to horse barrel lessons. So
yeah. Oh, in the 90s, it was how people talked about it. Yeah, that's funny. Hey, Eric Hoff's mentioned that. Yeah. Yeah, well, enjoy the horse riding lessons. And
I will. Big thanks to you guys for listening. If you like the show, share it, like, subscribe, tell your friends. You can support us at a-list.ca, where this is also available as a podcast. If you like this, you might like other stuff. Check it all out at grammerica.ca. Other than that, we love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Who's going to kill this sacred cow? You were never political anyhow. Since when did you start trusting in the government? Since when was it okay to ridicule and shame your neighbor? Your opinions have become as fickle as artificial flavors. What matters most to you? What the TV host told you to do? Or a moral compass that points true north, oh true. Who's gonna kill this sacred cow? You were never religious anyhow. Since when did you kiss the ring on the hand of the Pope? Since when do we need pharmaceuticals to cope? Your soul has become, ever-loving soul has become, as brittle as communion wafers. What matters most to you? What the Holy Ghost told you to do? Or a moral compass that points true north, oh true. I'm gonna kill this sacred cow. Bureaucrats think I'm non-essential anyhow. Since when has our culture become so lowbrow? It's all touchscreens, and nobody has any know-how. Your idea of fun is taking 1,001 photos of your duck face. Matters most to you what the celebrity's post told you was cool, or a moral compass that points true north, oh true. gonna kill this sacred cow. I'm gonna kill your 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 sacred cow. I'm gonna kill, I'm gonna kill, I'm gonna kill, I'm gonna kill your sacred cow. I'm gonna kill, I'm gonna kill your sacred cow. I'm gonna kill your sacred cow.